Before I was married, my father had a thrashing machine. He and Billy Grimm together, OSHA Grimm, helped me cook one year in the cookhouse for the men during harvest.
How many acres did your dad have then?
Three-quarter sections.
Yeah.
How many acres would that be?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Well,
but I cooked 4 or 5 years all together.
How old were you then? How old were you when you were doing that?
I started in when I was about 15. And I was 20 years old when I was married.
Yeah. What kind of meals did you fix, and what exactly did you do?
How many meals?
What kind of meals? What did you serve them? What kind of food?
Oh, well, all kinds of food we had to have. Get up of a morning.
What time?
At breakfast, right at 6 o'clock. I made hot biscuits every morning. We had ham or bacon. We'd have fried eggs and always hash brown potatoes and coffee. Maybe cookies or something like that to serve with it. And then we'd have roast beef, all kinds of meats or all kinds of vegetables and things for dinner.
Grandma?
And that time, then in the evening, we called it supper, or instead now, where people have their meals, lunch at noon and dinner in the evening. But we had all the way from 10 to 12 men to cook for.
Grandma, how did you preserve meat in those days?
Well, we had to get them nearly every day or every other day to have the fresh meat, because we had no refrigeration whatever and no way of keeping meat. And my father went to town nearly every day to get fresh meat and to get fresh vegetables and things to have.
Was there any way that you could save any kind of beef for the winter at all? Or did you just slaughter all year around?
Not only in the winter time when it was weather that you could hang it up and freeze it. We never had no freezers, no refrigeration or anything, and we had no electricity, nothing like that out on the ranch.